Good morning. You are listening to 94.1 FM WHST. Good morning. My name is Mac Kelly, and I'm here to update your news for today that is being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 58 years. Flash flooding caused by relentless heavy rains that soaked western Pennsylvania has spurred many rescues and evacuations in the region. The National Weather Service said nearly 3 inches of rain fell on a short time late Thursday in parts of Allegheny County. Rescue workers in the Pittsburgh suburb of Oakdale used watercraft to evacuate or rescue some residents. No injuries were reported. Parts of New England were also dealing with flooding as more rain came early yesterday. But electrical service has been restored to most of the thousands of residents in southeastern New York who lost power when severe storms moved through late Thursday. Well, authorities say that a suburban Detroit police officer responding to calls about a man who was assaulting family members and fatally shot him after he pointed a handgun at them. Acting Warren Police Commissioner Charles Rushton says the man came out of the home armed with a handgun and pointed the weapon at officers who then opened fire. Rushton says that in defense of the officers, several rounds were fired. Police say life-saving measures were attempted on the man before he was taken to the hospital where he died of his injuries. Some Muslim and Arab American leaders have grown frustrated with the outreach from President Joe Biden's White House as the war in Gaza drags on. They say private meetings with officials at all levels of the administration have failed to lead to meaningful changes in the U.S. support for Israel, and they are now unwilling to continue talking. The fractured relationship could jeopardize Joe Biden's reelection campaign and pave way for Donald Trump to return to the White House. As most have heard by now, O.J. Simpson has died, but his time in a white Ford Bronco during a slow-moving police pursuit in the Los Angeles freeways 30 years ago still burns bright in the nation's cultural memory. The Bronco, well, at least that Bronco, has become one of America's most iconic automobiles, and it sits in a crime museum in Tennessee. White Ford Bronco is also the name of a band that plays 1990s cover songs. Your news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 58 years.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.